from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian trade minister says every country has right to impose import duties. Indonesia has most number of unicorn decacorn companies of all countries. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan affirmed that all countries, including Indonesia, wield the right to impose anti-dumping import duties and safeguard measures import duties to protect their domestic industries. Minister Zulkifli Hasan noted on Saturday that Indonesia would impose import duties based on the results of the calculation presented by the Ministry of Trade's Indonesian Trade Protection Committee. This practice is permitted by Indonesian regulation as well as international provisions devised by the World Trade Organization. He then highlighted that the committee is currently monitoring the inflow of 7 imported commodities, including textile products, ceramics, electronic devices, and cosmetics that have been witnessing a spike in supply in domestic markets in the past 3 years. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto affirmed that Indonesia has the largest number of unicorn and decacorn companies of all countries. This is also driven by the government's efforts to integrate with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, to accommodate companies' development and expand market research. In a statement from his office on Friday, July the 5th, Minister Hartarto highlighted that Indonesia's success as the 2023 ASEAN chair had led to the launch of the ASEAN Digital Economic Framework Agreement, or DIFA. The minister noted that DIFA was expected to increase the macro, small, and medium enterprises sector's investment, innovation, productivity, job creation, and empowerment. Projections show that ASEAN's digital economy worth $1 trillion US dollars in 2023 could increase to $2 trillion due to DIFA. The minister echoes the optimism in pushing the pace of economic transformation towards becoming a developed country by 2045. The Indonesian government is planning on putting a temporary halt under the construction of the Indonesian new capital city Nusantara ahead of the national ceremony of the 79th anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day on August the 17th. Earlier, Coordinating Minister of Human Development and Culture Muhajir Effendi stated that the presidential palaces in Nusantara and Jakarta will both host a national ceremony to commemorate the 79th anniversary of Indonesia's independence. According to the plan, President Joko Widodo will chair the upcoming ceremony in Nusantara. Indonesian President-elect Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to accompany the head of state during the ceremony. At least 16 people were killed and more than 50 wounded in an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced Palestinian families in central Gaza on Saturday, July 6th, the Palestinian Health Ministry said. The Israeli military said it had targeted militants and took precautions to minimize risk to civilians before the attacks. Mahmoud Bazal, spokesman of the Gaza Civil Emergency Service, said it meant no place in the enclave was safe for families who leave their houses to seek shelter. Britain wants a balanced position on the war in the Middle East and will use diplomatic efforts to ensure a ceasefire is reached and hostages held by Palestinian militant group Hamas are released. Its new foreign minister David Lammy told Reuters. Lammy is on a visit to Germany, his first international trip following the Labour Party's victory in Britain's election on Friday, July the 5th, which ended 14 years of conservative government and propelled Keir Starmer to power as prime minister. Lammy also said Britain would seek to reset its position globally on issues including the climate crisis as well as key relationships such as with European and emerging powers. Hungarian Premier Viktor Orbán's fledgling political movement attracted enough parties Saturday to achieve recognition from the European Parliament in a boost for his latest ploy to shift Brussels rightwards. The nationalist leader announced on June the 30th his intention to form a new European Union parliamentary group called Patriots for Europe, vowing a new era that will change European politics. He made the announcement after the Austrian far-right Freedom Party and the centrist ANO of former Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in Strasbourg, and since then, five more parties said they will join. Japan will work with Cambodia to remove landmines from Ukraine and other war-torn countries, Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa said during a visit to Phnom Penh on Saturday. Millions of landmines were laid in Cambodia during the nearly three decades of conflict that ended in 1998, with tens of thousands of people killed or maimed over the years. The Southeast Asian country is widely regarded as a world leader in landmine countermeasures and has been working with Japan to clear the weapons since 1998. The minister said Japan would provide Ukraine with a large demining machine next week and in August would train Ukrainian agencies in Cambodia on how to use the equipment. Heng Ratana, Director General of the Cambodian Mine Action Center, told reporters his organization and local deminers were proud of this important initiative and strongly support the new strategy of the cooperation. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spot of the week is on President orders all national data to be backed up. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, July the 3rd, emphasized that he had carried out a thorough evaluation of the hacking incident against the temporary National Data Center 2, which occurred recently. In a press statement, the president emphasized that all national data should have backup recording.
Yes, sudah kita evaluasi semuanya.
Yes, we have evaluated everything. The most important thing is to find a solution for everything so that it doesn't happen again. To back up all our national data so that if something happens, we won't be surprised. And this also happens in other countries, not just Indonesia.
Sehingga kalau ada kejadian, kita tidak terkaget-kaget. Dan ini juga terjadi di negara-negara lain, bukan hanya di Indonesia saja. Yeah.
Reported by Antara, the cybersecurity company Surfshark reported that similar incident had also been experienced by a number of developed countries in recent years, such as the United States in 2004, Russia in 2019, and China 2019, also France 2021, and many other countries. Previously, the head of state had chaired a meeting with his staff to discuss handling cyber attacks on the temporary National Data Center 2. As a follow-up to this meeting, a ministerial-level meeting was held chaired by the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Hadi Cahyanto. The minister emphasized that backing up data is an obligation that must be carried out by every ministry, institution and regional government. With mandatory backup recording arrangements, every ministry, institution and local government will have a backup of data and services as an effort to maintain service continuity if there is a similar incident in the future. According to him, the government will also prepare arrangements regarding the placement of data and reserves in layers according to the level of data classification, starting from strategic data, limited data to open data. The temporary National Data Center 2 in Surabaya has experienced problems since June the 20th. It was attacked by ransomware, which paralyzed servers at several institutions and ministries, which disrupted various digital public services. According to the National Cyber and Crypto Agency, the hacking victims were 282 ministries, institutions, and local governments using the data center. Some were in the process of immediate recovery because they had backups, while others are still in the monitoring process. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with July the 7th, 1990, Indonesian Librarian Day first celebrated. The commemoration of Indonesian Librarian Day was motivated by the founding of the Indonesian Librarian Association on July the 7th, 1973. The official founding was carried out at the Indonesian Librarian Congress from July the 5th to 7th in Ciawi, Bogor. the director of the National Library of the Republic of Indonesia inaugurated Indonesian Library Day on July the 7th, 1990. Indonesian Library Day aims to remind the importance of the librarian profession in Indonesia, which has provided the best in the world of literacy, libraries, and information. Turning to July the 7th, 2005, the city of London rocked by bombings. The 2005 London bombing tragedy was a series of bombings that occurred on the public transportation network in London, England, on July the 7th, 2005 morning local time during rush hour. At least 56 people died. 4 explosions occurred on 3 underground train lines and a bus in central London. The 4 explosions were thought to have been carried out by terrorists and occurred just as the G8 conference opened in Scotland on July the 6th. This incident was the second worst terrorist attack experienced by Britain in the post-Second World War period since the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988, which claimed as many as 270 lives. I'll end today in history with July the 7th, 2009, the first World Chocolate Day. World Chocolate Day is celebrated every July the 7th, first celebrated in 2009. World Chocolate Day commemorates the introduction of chocolate to Europe precisely on July the 7th, 1550. Previously, chocolate, which was processed from cocoa beans, was only available in certain regions, namely Central America. That was today in history.
Listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. I would like to reply to an email from Yoshio Anda in Shanghai, China. He was listening to our English programs through frequency 3325 kHz at 1 to 1:30 p.m. UTC. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your reception report. With a SINPO 45343, I believe our broadcast can be heard clearly. So, as your request, my colleague will send EQSL to your email as soon as possible. Thank you so much and keep listening to VOI. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
One fun day on a Sunday. Green umbrella. One fun day on a Sunday. drinks and snacks. And put them all inside your bag and wrap them tight. And don't forget the green umbrella. One fine day on a Sunday afternoon, I stroll my way along the avenue and wave my hand to my lovely friendly neighbors on that lovely Sunday afternoon. Voice
of Indonesia. You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App. In today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on National Sport Week 2024, expected to produce athletes who break records. General Chair of the Central National Olympic Committee, or CONI, Marciano Norman, hopes that the 2024 Aceh North Sumatra National Sport Week, or PON, from September the 8th until 20th, will produce athletes in various sports who will break national and international records. Marciano Norman, at the CONI National Working Meeting in Jakarta Wednesday, said the 21st National Sport Week, PON, which will be held for the first time in two provinces, would be much better than the previous PONs. He hopes that the athletes who compete will break national and international records because PON athletes are prepared to represent Indonesia in international single or multi-events in the future. He also invited a number of national media to participate in making the National Sport Week or PON a success, not only with publicity but also providing criticism so that the implementation of the 21st edition of the National Sport Week or PON will be successful with good indicators of implementation, achievement, administration, and economy. The 21st PON Aceh North Sumatra 2024 is the first PON to be held in two provinces since the first edition of PON 1 in 1948 in Surakarta City and is the first PON to be participated by the most provinces, namely 38 provinces including the new autonomous region and also the presence of the new capital city Nusantara. It will feature competitions in 33 sports, which will be held in Aceh province. Meanwhile, in North Sumatra, 34 sports are contested. That was My Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Abid Hussain Sajid in Pakistan. He was listening to our programs in German through our new frequency 4755 with SIO 444. In his email, Mr. Sajid said our broadcast has good signal. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending audio of our broadcast. It is so clear and has no noise. As your request, my colleague from German section will send QSL card to your address as soon as possible. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is discussing Sago Rangi cake from Jakarta. Rangi cake, or called Sago Rangi, is one of the legendary Betawi traditional cakes. This cake is made from a mixture of starch and grated coconut, which is baked in a special mold on a small stove and covered so that it cooks quickly. Not many people know that rangi cake or sago rangi is an abbreviation for digarang wangi. Digarang means that the cake dough is cooked without oil on a wood-burning stove, while wangi means fragrant, thus rangi or sago rangi. This cake is made from a mixture of grated dried coconut with palm sago, and what you have to pay attention to is that the starch must be palm sago, not cassava sago or others, so that the cake is very chewy and delicious to eat. To make it, you just mix all the ingredients for the dough, such as sago flour, coarsely grated coconut, water, salt. Stir well until the dough is crumbly. Once mixed well, put the mixture into the heated rangi cake mold. Cook for approximately 15 minutes, using low heat until cooked evenly. There is no need to turn the cake upside down, because later the cake will cook perfectly by itself. To give it a sweet taste, the top is smeared with brown sugar, which has been thickened with starch. A portion of rangi cake or sago rangi is usually sold in a roll size. The cake mold is thin but wavy at the bottom. This rangi cake or sago rangi is most delicious when eaten warm, when the texture of the cake is still crispy, soft, and the brown sugar is still melted well. The outside of this cake tends to be rough because of the grated kiang coconut in the dough. When it's cold, the cake will be a little tough and the sugar will become stickier. A cup of hot black coffee or tea will further complement the sweet taste of this sago rangi. Like traditional steaks in general, sago rangi is also sold using mobile carts. Even though it is small, the equipment in the cart is quite complete, from the stove to the cake mold and storage. That was Indonesian Wonder today. Until tomorrow with another topic.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag, I'll reply to a letter dated April 2023 from Shenzhen in China. He was listening to our broadcast in Mandarin through 3325 kHz with Sinpo 54544. Hello, Mr. Shenzhen. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. Your letter has been forwarded to Mandarin section, so please be patient for the reply. Listener, if you have suggestion or criticism, please send them to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. We'll be back shortly after this next song, so stay tuned and enjoy the song.
Welcome to my paradise.
People like this way, people thieving fighting.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany today is featuring Dieng Culture Festival. After being absent last year, the annual Dieng Culture Festival will be held again from August the 23rd until 25th. Entitled The Journey, it will be held in the Dieng Kulon Tourism Village, Banjarnegara, Central Jawa. This activity has been awaited by local and foreign tourists because it combines natural beauty with the unique culture of Dieng. The 2024 Ying Culture Festival series of events is filled with art performances, micro, small, and medium enterprises exhibitions, Dieng Lestari actions, dreadlock hair shaving rituals, cultural carnivals, and lantern flying. As in previous years, for two consecutive days, top and local singers and musicians are ready to enliven the jazz stage on the clouds at this year's Dieng Culture Festival. There will be Andin, Marcel Siahaan, Budi Doremi, Denny Caknan, and Stars and Rabbits who are ready to rock the 2024 Dieng Culture Festival. The ritual of shaving dreadlocks or stiff, hard, and lumpy hair for Dieng children is the most anticipated event. The dreadlocks that Dieng residents have are not artificial or intentional, but grow naturally. Usually, this hair grows during childhood and can only be cut after the child asks for it. The dreadlock hair cutting then is held in a grand traditional ritual. It can be held individually or collectively. Due to the expenses, the ritual is mostly conducted collectively by several children with dreadlock hair. For the people of Dieng Plateau, the number of children with dreadlocks is correlated with the community welfare. This haircutting procession takes place with a prayer ritual led by the elders. The dreadlocked children will go in the procession around Dieng. There are several spots that are the destination for prayer rituals, namely Bima Temple, Dwarawati Temple, Sendang Mairo Koco, Arjuna Temple Complex, Gatotkaca Temple, Sikidang Crater, Balai Kambang Lake, Color Lake, and Pepe River. That was Miscellany today.
Na 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 na. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free like a bird and no one can tell me.
Aku kan selalu siap penuh energi, harapi dunia yang lama ku nanti.
I'm free, I'm free, I'm free like a bird and no one can tell me. Mula dari awal yang sangat indah, hari-harinya berjalan seperti biasa. Tak pernah ia pikirkan satu masalah, semua dilepaskan tak simpan di dalam dada. What a joyful girl, semua orang pun bilang, seakan di otaknya hanya ada rasa riang. Langkahnya cepat, tepat, penuh semangat, mengejar cita-cita di waktu tenggat. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free like a bird and no one can tell me. Tiba-tiba dia merasakan sesuatu, ada sebuah bayangan yang terus mengganggu, menghantuinya baik siang maupun malam. Is it love that I'm feeling? Dia berkata, hanyalah dia yang tahu semua jawabnya. Dia tetap lanjutkan kehidupannya, tetap menjadi seorang gadis yang ceria. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free like a bird and no one can tell me.
Na 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 na. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free like a bird and no one can tell me.
Aku kan selalu siap penuh energi, hadapi dunia yang lama ku nanti.
I'm free, I'm free, I'm free like a bird and no one can tell me.
Aku kan selalu siap penuh energi, hadapi dunia yang lama ku nanti.
I'm free, I'm free, I'm free like a bird and no one can tell me.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Isyana Sarasvati. Isyana Sarasvati, born in Bandung, West Java, May 2, 1993, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. Isyana released her latest work entitled Aku Rindu or I Miss You on June 28, 2024. For Isyana, 2023 was quite a long year with many surprises and lessons for her. Therefore, she poured out many stories from her life in this song, especially about feelings of letting go and loss. Aku Rindu comes with soft piano chimes and a majestic string section, inviting listeners to feel the depth of the emotion. This song is the opening of a series of singles from Isyana, which will be released throughout 2024. Well, listener, here is Isyana Sarasvati with the song Aku Rindu.
Tersisa gaung lagu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak pernah terbayang akan jadi seperti ini pada akhirnya. Semua waktu yang pernah kita lewati bersamanya tak hilang dan sirna. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa untuk teruskan, dunia kita berbeda. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada. Terjadi dan simpan untuk jadi story. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa untuk teruskan, dunia kita berbeda. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa.
Tak bisa teruskan, dunia kita berbeda.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. love is like a miracle, and it is more than just a physical attraction. Even though we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. A passionate is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you, and I know you too, and I love you. So the world is falling apart.
Jadi diriku sendiri, aku tambah yakin kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu,
who?
Kamu,
yeah.
Kau adalah yang terindah, yang membuat hatiku terbang. Cintai kamu, takkan pernah takut sampai kau terima segala.
So cute, girl. Hey, but don't be jealous when I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side. Saying this to your dad, sir. Can I marry your daughter?
Listener, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. So please give your feedback through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram at VOI_official. And of course, send to email voilisteners@gmail.com. So I'm Rahman signing out. Bye for now.